Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on security. I'm Evan Schumann. Standards are always a great source of amusement throughout high tech. They're popular among users and vendors, except, of course, for the vendor with the largest market share or perhaps the greatest technology advantage. Mobile commerce and all other forms of mobile communications are a great example. How far, for example, will wireless power supplies go if everyone needs to carry four different kinds of chargers? How many different payment methods will consumers tolerate? And with some vendors, most conspicuously Apple, wanting to differentiate more than standardize, how far can standardizations go in mobile? To try and sort all this out, our guest today is Malik Vellani, the Director of Global Product Strategy at S1. I think it's safe to say, Malik, that the chicken and egg dance that has always surrounded early standards efforts, that's nothing new. How can mobile possibly get around that?
When we talk about mobile, I'd suggest let's take a step back. First of all, we need to identify how mobile is perceived or how a retailer consider or thinks about using a mobile device. Now, there are a number of ways in which a retailer can use a mobile device. Most importantly, it can be either for information purposes, for example, or GPS, product information or others. That is, a GPS would be where can I find the closest retail location I'm currently looking for. Or product information would be I walk into a store, there's a 2D barcode, I take my mobile device, scan the 2D barcode and get additional information about the product, what's the color, what make and so on, and other informative purposes or other information about the product. Mobile can also be used from a marketing perspective, as in being able to market about a product, able to market a retailer's new offering or couponing, which has now become a very common phenomenon out in the market space. And thirdly, and most importantly, I would say the ability of using payments in the mobile environment, or sorry, the flip of it, the ability of using mobile when it comes to payments. Now, when we think about mobile in payments, once again, how does a retailer perceive using a device? Is it for mobile point of sale, that is, using a mobile phone, connecting a point of sale device to it, and being able to use it as a handheld device? But when a retailer is thinking about this, they also need to consider what's their target market. Is it targeted for a consumer, or is it targeted for their mobile retail environments? Then the retailer needs to consider or think about mobile from a merchant payment perspective, which is an extension off your desktop onto your mobile, for example, online purchase or content download and so on. And finally, around proximity payments, as in being able to use your mobile phone and do a transaction, for example, either NFC or barcode or an application interaction and so on. So when you talk about standardization, you first have to look at how you want to use your mobile device, what you want to use your mobile device for, and then trying to put a standardization around it. The issue that we see is, especially around mobile, is because mobile can do so many, and it's, in essence, it's a rat race to get into a most effective method of using a mobile device, coming down to a standard option is difficult. And again, also because there are a lot of players. Now, NFC, which is near-field communication, that is being able to use your mobile phone instead of your card at a point-of-sale device. NFC was announced a couple of years ago, yet it's not properly standardized yet. It's because there are a number of players who want to play on the mobile arena, who want to have a piece of the pie and who want to put their own standardized option. So it's difficult, but I think that we are getting there.
Now, you mentioned that there are quite a few players. I think compared to most retail standards efforts, there are a huge number of players in mobile, everyone from that typically do not play, everyone from handset manufacturers to the mobile operating system to obviously application players to the carriers. And you've got the payment players, of which there are a huge number alone. So to get all of those folk to cooperate, to come up with one set of standard, getting them in the same room alone is stunningly daunting. How do you get that started?
Well, I agree. It is very difficult. That's why you take a piece. You take a specific functionality and you try to standardize that. And that's exactly what has been tried to do for, or what various organizations have done regarding NFC, near field communication. A number of players have agreed to work together, from card issuers or from issuers to mobile manufacturers to organizations like GSMA, all have agreed that yes, they are going to play ball and they will come up with a standardization around near field communication. The problem is, it's not only the various players, it's also the regions in which there are certain rules and regulations around how certain things need to work. Now, NFC is already in production, being used in certain countries. It's being used to some extent as pilots for mass transit and so on. So again, yes, there are a number of players, but these players have presented their commitments to the market space and said, yes, we will work together to come to a particular standard. But again, there will be some anomalies, and with time, hopefully, those anomalies are going to get resolved.
Well, let's approach the most core payment issue in mobile that make the standardization efforts much more challenging. There are two, in one sense, there are two huge camps within mobile. There are those that want to maintain, essentially, the existing payment infrastructure, the massive networks and mechanisms that Visa and MasterCard and to a lesser extent American Express have put in place.
Right.
Then you've got others who are saying, mobile, finally an opportunity for us to completely bypass those folk and bring in others. Now, there are many who have been suggesting that a lot of those others still ultimately are going to end up taking to use the existing network, but there are some who are proposing truly independent operations. So, when you've got the card players, the Visas, in that room, how can you support an environment that might freeze them out entirely?
Same room, you have all these card associations that do want to play ball, that do want to see a standardized option of using mobile devices, for example. And then again, I'm bringing NFC into my conversations again and again, is because that's a very good example. They have standardized it, saying, okay, because we are going to be deploying, or merchants are deploying, contactless point of sales, couldn't we use the same technology for NFC? So if the infrastructure is there, Visa, MasterCard, and most of the card associations want to use the existing infrastructure, reduce the overall cost. But the issue is, because there are so many players, it is difficult for standardization. Now, others who look at this as an opportunity are saying, okay, until these become a standardized option, can I potentially create my own method? And the answer is yes, they can, and they are actually doing that. Some of them have had a lot of success in the U.S. and in other regions. But again, what's happening there is they are simply increasing the adaptability of being able to use a consumer being able to use their mobile phone to make a payment. It's about mass acceptance. And once, let's say, NFC becomes mainstream, And then once everyone has agreed to follow a particular standardization, then yes, adaptability would be there, and this will become a standard method of transacting. And I'll give you a small example. We work with a number of different players in a number of different regions. We have a customer who wanted to introduce mobile payment in a particular region where card was predominant form factor. Now, rather than going and adopting the NFC model or being able to adopt the standard option out there, first they wanted to increase the consumer adoption of being able to use their mobile phone, or in fact being able to use a contactless device. So what they started doing first was introducing contactless stickers. And they were recommending consumers to purchase these stickers, and they were recommending to put those stickers on mobile phones, at the back of the phone. And then they started first with a coffee company outside the U.S., and within a couple of months, the adaptability of this option of being able to use their mobile phone with a sticker at the back that would enable a consumer to transact increased substantially. Now, the partner that we're working with is adapting NFC, is going with the NFC model, is going with the standard option. So what they have done is that they have built consumer adoption, and now they are bringing standardized option in place, because in the past, the standards were not in place.
Well, that's an excellent answer, and I appreciate your time today. For Storefront Backtalk's podcast series on security, this is Evan Schumann.